should be riding. I should be submitting my next grant, but I'm sitting home watching the doctor.
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And it's been one of those times of false starts with recording. Oftentimes I'll take my portable recorder in the car and want to record thoughts and either not be done by the time I stop the car, and then I have to stop the recorder and then I don't know where I left off, or I'll just think it was stupid and not want to do it. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, Mer, how long have you been doing this? And I thought, well, you know, one of my fears is the fact that I'll be repeating myself. On the other hand, I know many of you either do not want to go back 13 years and listen to all of the episodes, and or don't have access to them because of the full archive is only available to Patreon supporters. So I know that repeating myself is okay, and also the fact that everybody needs to hear the core advice more than once. I know this because I need to hear the core advice more than once. It's been an intense spring. See, I've done this so often that I can't even remember what I've made public and what I haven't via the podcast. But in case you don't follow me online and this is the only way you have access to my stuff, I finally got to announce that I am writing the solo novelization and got that turned in and got that edited. And that pretty much ate my spring, especially the month of May and some of June because of edits. And I've really been focused on mostly that and nothing else, which is why the podcasts have slipped. My occasional mood swings this spring, I want to bring up something about mental health, which is another one of those things that's a good thing and a bad thing to realize, that if you're feeling low and you think, if I only had X, and X can either be a material object or professional success or a good friend or a lover or whatever, then you think you wouldn't be depressed anymore. That is not necessarily true. Because, frankly, my life is amazing right now. And I even feel guilty saying it because I think the world is in such turmoil. But personally, my book's been nominated for several awards. I got to write a freaking Star Wars novelization. I mean, things are good right now. And yet I still have days where I think I am an imposter. I am crap. Someone else got an opportunity that I didn't. I worry that someone else is biased against putting me on projects. So I have my own hang-ups. I have my own worries. And they come and go regardless of whether I have award nomination or Star Wars book or whatever. Some days I feel great, and some days I don't. And then on the days I don't, I think, why am I fussing? Things are great right now. But as we saw, and I'll do a little caveat. I'm nowhere near suicidal. Okay? These are like down. It's not even a full depression. It's just down days. But I'm pointing out that, as we've seen recently with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, it doesn't matter how charmed your life is, depression can creep in and do terrible things. So if you're thinking that you're down, but if only you could achieve X, things would be better, that's not necessarily true. You need to work on the actual problem of the mental health. Because if you achieve things and you don't deal with the mental health, then the black dog's still going to be there. And if you don't achieve something but you work on the mental health, then everything will look better and you'll approach things in a more positive way. But to take it more specifically back toward writing, I realized I was in kind of a crummy mood last night because my latest proposal was with my agent and I've rewritten it 3 times and it's gotten better every time. She's not giving me bad advice. She's not turning down my obvious brilliance. I mean, she's working with me to make it better, but frankly, I'm getting tired of editing it. And I thought, oh my God, I really hope she doesn't kick it back to me for another round of edits because it's just discouraging. On the other hand, I thought, what if she likes it? And what if she sells it? And then I'm going to have to write it. And this is like Six Wakes. It's a book that I haven't written before. It's a book unlike any I've written before. And it touches on current events. And current events are pretty depressing to me right now. And I don't know if I have the fortitude to write a book like that. Most of my books have been escapism. And so I realized that if I'm upset about the idea of her liking the book, and if I'm upset about the idea of her not liking the book, then maybe the book isn't the problem here. And maybe I should just accept that there's a little funk going on, and I'll just do some self-care and move on. I'm working out more. I started to run again, which is, you know, really cool. I'm enjoying it. I'm not quite using the right shoes, and I'm not going to get into why. It's a very specific and boring thing that I think only specifically runners will care about. But I'm working on finding the right shoes for walking and running, and it's a little tough. But so my feet aren't in great shape today, but I have to go out and run after I talk to you. But I'm doing it, and I'm trying to eat better, trying to sleep better. But last night was awful. I had very violent dreams. And as I've said before, if you have full-blown depression, getting exercise, getting sunlight, eating well, that's not going to fix it. You need to deal with it. You need to accept that it's a real problem and deal with it on a professional basis. However, there's no denying that sleep, food, and exercise have a direct impact on your mental health, on your mood. And so if you're feeling low, not depressed, not capital D depressed, but if you're just feeling low, think about those aspects of your life and fix those first. Because at the very least, you'll be getting exercise, sleep, and eating well. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's all good for you. So even if it doesn't fix your mood, you're at least helping your body. But, you know, all those things scientifically are proven to help your mood. Endorphins for exercise and vitamin D for mood and with proper sunscreen, take care of yourself. And, sleep deprivation is honestly a very bad thing. So you got to take care of yourself. I've been worried about what to do for episode 400, partly because I'm not really feeling into the podcast right now, and I don't feel like I'm ramping up toward episode 400 in a triumphant way. And a lot of people solicited. I've asked people in the Patreon Discord room what they would like to see in episode 400, and nothing they're saying is really turning me on, and I wonder if I have an idea of what I want to do, but no one's said it yet, so I'm not sure what that is. You know, if someone says if you have to make a choice, flip a coin, and you don't necessarily do what comes up, but the minute one comes up, you'll know whether you want it or not. So I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just trying to talk about where I've been, the state of the podcast, the state of me. It's a It's a cool, humid, gray day here. Nobody slept well last night, so we're all kind of cranky, but I really wanted to get a show done this week. So don't worry about me. People are very sweet when they want to send me, you know, it's okay, Mer, you can do it, buck up, little camper, but, you know, honestly, I don't need that right now. I'm cool. I'm just saying these are things I've been wrestling with lately. And when I wrestle with things, sometimes I like to tell you guys about them because I want you to know that if you're wrestling with them, you're not alone. If you have fear of success and fear of failure in the same time, you're not alone. If everything is coming up roses and daffodils and you still kind of feel like you want to hide under a blanket and play video games all day and not talk to anybody, you're not alone. You can be alone under your blanket. I won't judge you, but you're not alone mentally in the world. I'm making big gestures with my hands here. You can't see me. If you're doing absolutely everything you possibly can in order to look at the world in a positive way and you still have a little bit of down days, you're not alone. The last thing I want to address, I've gotten a lot of email from new listeners lately, and I appreciate that. I love it. Thank you. But I feel like I talk about this all the time, but this is one of the most important writing rules I know, and it bears repeating so often. Every once in a while, if you follow a lot of writers on Twitter, you're going to hear people getting angry if anybody says anything in an absolute. Like, you must write every day. Never use adverbs. Etc. I can't remember the last thing that people got mad about, but they were mad. I don't know. The thing is, if you see any advice that isn't absolute, always do this, never do this, only people who do X will succeed, ignore it. It may be good advice in general, it may be good advice for the majority of people, but if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you, and that's okay. I heard a fascinating argument recently about how the concept of show don't tell, which is one of our strongest baseline writing advice, is actually, it reinforces the dominant culture storytelling, because when you show and don't tell, you assume that all of your readers will know what you're showing and understand it. And if you're in a marginalized demographic and you show and don't tell, people may not get what you're talking about. If I say a child walks into a room on Christmas morning and sees the Christmas tree standing there, lit up, fully decorated, with nothing underneath, and the child starts to cry, well, most everybody who grew up in Christian-dominated areas will understand why. But if you tell me a similar story about a child being disappointed on a religious holiday because of one specific thing, and you don't say, the child is disappointed because there are no presents under the tree, I'm not going to get it. I'm not saying that you have to lay everything out, but if you worry that if you try to explain something from a marginalized point of view, that you're going to be accused of showing and not telling, or rather, the other way around, telling, not showing, think about your audience and whether they're going to get it or not. Because if you are minority writing to the majority, you may have to tell. And that's okay. And that is one of the ways that this writing advice that's been hammered into us may not fit every single person who tries it on. And if I am telling this story incorrectly or giving this advice incorrectly, please let me know, because this is sort of a new concept for me that I read from a marginalized voice advocate, activist writer. So it's something I've been thinking about and I find really interesting. But anyway, that's my thought about all the stuff that beginners read that they think may not fit them. And they get depressed and they stop writing. If you're writing, you're a writer. So if you're not writing the way that somebody on the internet says you should, then that's okay. And now I have to go get my steps in and write and run and all that stuff. If you want to reach me, mightymer@gmail.com. I'll be doing a feedback show next week. You can see the blog and show notes and all my other projects at merverse.com. You can support my Patreon at patreon.com/mightymer. And that supports both this podcast and the sister podcast, which is Ditch Diggers, which is writing on a more business point of view. It's explicit, and it has a co-host, my good friend Matt Wallace. If you're interested in me as an editor, and really you shouldn't be, you should only be interested in the stories that I publish, because me as an editor is kind of boring. I co-edit with Divya Breed the magazine Escape Pod, which is Hugo-nominated for Best Semi-Prozine, and we give out free audio and ebook fiction weekly, science fiction, at escapepod.org. By the way, Ditch Diggers also nominated for the Hugo for Best Fan Cast, and my other book, Six Wakes, also nominated for the Hugo for Best Novel. I still can't get my brain around that. I still can't comprehend that. I have no chance in hell of winning. I know that. But I'm still so amazed that enough people thought it was worthy of a nod. I'm just giddy. So thank you for everybody who nominated me. And if you liked the book, consider voting. I'm still baffled at the company I'm keeping in the ballot, which is why I don't think I have any chances. But if you liked it, consider voting for it. Or Ditch Diggers, or Escape Pod. It's a big year. Like I said earlier, I got very little to complain about this year, except for the blisters on the bottom of my feet. And the fact that the world's on fire, but I'm trying to look focused at my personal life right now. Oh, it's funny because it's true. Okay. Again, guys, don't worry about me. I'm just kind of introspective today. I'm not doing poorly. But I do have to go get some work done, get some running done, get some laundry done. And I hope you are forging ahead and getting stuff done, because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing the theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.